Hi, I'm Ray, back with another podcast episode. Slightly different this week. Last week I did the newspaper reviews, if you remember, from the 1950s, 60s, 70s. That went down very well. In fact, several people have said, let's have more newspaper reviews. I was looking through one of the papers and I came across an article about a married couple. Now, I won't say any more than that because I don't want to spoil the story. And my first thought was, that reminds me. And my second thought was, that's an idea for future podcast episodes, a series called That Reminds Me. So, for example, I might see something in a magazine, I might overhear something that someone says and just think, oh yes, that reminds me. Now, I won't be doing these every week, as I won't be doing the newspaper reviews every week, because it will become boring after a while. But I want to start off this week with my first That Reminds Me. And as I said, the idea came from looking back through one of these early papers. So, that reminds me of a friend of mine back in the 1970s. He married a beautiful young lady and they set up home together. His name was Brian and she's Jessica. Now, Brian and Jessica I'd known for a number of years. They'd been saving, as they used to in those days, the bottom drawer, if you remember that. That's where you collect things for your marriage when it comes along. Collect things for the home. They bought a house. They both had pretty good jobs. Brian was in insurance. Jessica was a nurse. And they got married. Lovely wedding. I went to the wedding. Beautiful wedding. Lovely day. Lovely weather. Perfect. In fact, I often thought that they were the perfect couple. I knew that Brian's parents weren't around. Apparently they'd split up when he was a child. And he had a sister. She'd gone with the father and Brian had stayed with the mother. The mother, I think, had died. So Brian had no family. He had a sister somewhere. He didn't know where. He had a father somewhere. And his mother had sadly died. So he had no family. Unlike Jessica, she had mother, father, brothers, sisters, cousins, or all the whole entourage of relations. Brian and Jessica had been married for about 5 years. They hadn't had children. I'm not sure whether that was their choice or whether they couldn't. Brian didn't discuss that with me. But he did tell me, we used to meet up in the pub every fortnight for a beer or two, just for an hour. And he said to me that his long-lost sister, who he barely remembered from childhood because they were quite young at the time, but she'd made contact with him. She'd found him. And of course, this was terrific news because that was the only family he had. Apparently, she'd been living in Spain. He had tried to find her in the past, he told me, many times, but with no luck, probably because she was abroad. So she wanted to come back to the UK. I mean, obviously, her brother's here. She wanted to come back to the UK, not only to see him, but she wanted to come back to the UK to live. So Brian was obviously delighted that he was going to see his sister again. Jessica was thrilled because even though it was only one sister, Brian at least had some family on his side. So it was decided that Christine should come over to the UK and temporarily live with Brian and Jessica in their house just until she got settled, was able to find somewhere of her own to live and get a job and all that sort of thing. It was an ideal setup. Jessica was over the moon. In fact, so much that she was telling Brian that he had to decorate the spare room and get it all ready for Christine. And they were really looking forward to her arriving. Christine eventually turned up on the doorstep, carrying two suitcases. She was very well suntanned. As Brian said, living in Spain with the beautiful weather out there, he wasn't surprised that she had such a nice suntan. Jessica took to Christine immediately. They both got on extremely well and everything was working out perfectly. Christine was quite a bit younger than Brian. She was a very attractive young lady and I must admit I had my eye on her. She was slim, she had lovely auburn hair. She really was an attractive lady. As the weeks passed, they'd go shopping together, they'd go out for coffee together, and Christine and Jessica had become just such good, close friends, which was excellent. But after, I think it was about 4 months, 3 or 4 months, Brian was saying to me, I don't know when my sister's going to get her own place to live. You know, it's nice having her here, but she's always around. And I must admit, I did begin to think that it might start to take a bit of a toll on their marriage, having Christine there all the time, never any escape from her, because she hadn't found a job even, apparently, according to Brian. She hadn't even found a job, let alone somewhere to live. She seemed to have some money behind her, So she was paying her way, at least. But the weeks and months had been passing, and there'd been no progress at all. I think it was after something like 8 months that Brian was becoming really disgruntled with the whole setup. Every time I saw him, he was complaining about his sister always being around, how Jessica and Christine were always out shopping together or going out for coffee, even going out evenings. They go out in the evenings together for a drink. And Brian really was getting disgruntled. And I did at the time, I saw his point. It was all very nice having his sister there, but it was going on for far too long. As he said, he'd only expected it to be a few weeks at the most, say 3 months, you know, absolute maximum. And it had gone on for 7 or 8 months. The first real sign I saw that something was going very wrong was when Brian had been saying to me continually about wanting his sister to get out, wanting her to get her own flat, get a job somewhere. When I saw Jessica, I chatted to her because I quite often went round to see them. She seemed to be saying, I hope Christine gets somewhere to live before long. It's been 8 months. And that set me thinking, well, hang on a minute, Brian wants her out. And he said Jessica didn't. Now Jessica is saying that she wants her out. And she was saying that Brian was quite happy to have her stay there. So I had two conflicting stories. Jessica said that she did go out with Christine for coffee. They'd been out for drinks in the evenings. They'd been shopping together. All that part was true. But what Brian hadn't told me was that Jessica was getting a little bit fed up with it. Now, Jessica worked nights. As a nurse, she often had to do shift work. She normally got home at about 7 in the morning. One morning, she got home at 5 o'clock. Something had happened on the shift and she'd come home early. She crept into the house. She didn't want to wake anyone up. Crept up to her room. And there was Brian and Christine in bed together. Of course, she was absolutely shocked. First word that entered her swirling head was incest. She just couldn't believe it. They're both there sleeping together in the same bed, brother and sister. She was stunned, and she said to me that she stood there for several seconds, seemed like hours, just staring in disbelief. I'd had no inkling of anything like this whatsoever. The many times I'd met Brian over all the months, even man to man, he'd not even hinted at anything like incest with his sister. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. You know, this man I'd known for many years, and what I'd thought was the perfect happy couple, I was just shocked to the core. I just didn't know what to think. There was a huge argument, as you can imagine, and Brian and Christine left the house after this amazing argument that apparently went on for over an hour, according to Jessica. Now, Brian didn't contact me. I'd had no word from him at all. I didn't know how to contact him. Remember, this is the days before mobile phones. I don't know where he went. I didn't know where he'd gone. No way of contacting him. I went round to see Jessica after a few days. I thought I'd let her calm down. And I went to see Jessica and we had a chat and a cup of coffee. She had calmed down by then, although she was still distraught. She was obviously in tears, but nothing like she said she had been. She said that she'd gone wild, and that's understandable. She said to me that finding them in bed together was horrendous, obviously, but there was worse to come. And then she paused and she looked at me and she said, well, perhaps it wasn't worse, perhaps it was better. I was totally confused and I asked her what on earth she was talking about. And she said, well, finding brother and sister in bed together is obviously horrendous. But Christine isn't Brian's sister. Apparently it was his other woman, his mistress, call her what you will. The whole thing, the whole setup, had been a massive scam, a big ploy. I'd had no inkling of that whatsoever. I began to feel a bit stupid because all the times I'd seen Brian, perhaps it wasn't my fault, or perhaps I wasn't stupid, he hadn't let out one little clue. In all our conversations, all the times we met in the pub, he'd not let slip anything at all to make me even think or wonder or have any concern. He and this woman, Christine, had carried out the whole thing perfectly. It had obviously been meticulously planned. Apparently, according to Jessica, because all this had come out in the argument, Christine hadn't lived in Spain at all. She had a house, and all her money came from rent She'd rented the house out. Her suntan, it was summertime. She spent every possible minute in her garden, getting as much of a suntan as possible, all part of the ploy, the story about Spain. And it had worked. It had not only fooled Jessica, it had fooled me. I couldn't believe it. Jessica said that all the 8 months that Christine had been living with them, she'd never seen one sign, never had any inkling that something was going on, never caught them in an embrace or a stolen kiss, nothing like that. But of course, as she pointed out, she worked nights most weeks. She was away for two nights, if not three, all night, which gave them every opportunity. And something else she revealed, Christine was pregnant, obviously with Brian's child. Jessica did reveal that she was the one that couldn't have children. Apparently Brian was okay and she couldn't have children. So again, she didn't know whether that made it worse or better. She was in such a state, I don't think she knew what she was thinking or what to do at that stage. She did say that she felt such a fool, as I did. I'd been conned all along as well by a very, very good friend of mine, if not my best friend. She'd asked Christine about Spain. What was it like there? Where did she live? What was the food like? And of course, Christine came out with all this nonsense, just about all the weather's lovely. She liked the food. Because also back in the 70s, not many people had travelled to Spain. Unlike today, where everyone jets off all over the world all the time. In those days, Jessica had never been to Spain. She didn't know what it was like. So Christine could just come out with all sorts of nonsense and get away with it. So that's the story. The newspaper article that reminded me about this was about a chap. He had two houses, two wives, two sets of children. You've probably heard of that sort of thing before, bigamy going on. And apparently he'd got away with it for years. Of course, as soon as I read that, I thought, that reminds me. I did keep in touch with Jessica for several years. She moved into a flat. She kept her job as a nurse. She never heard from Brian again or Christine. She only assumed that they were still together and the baby had turned up and they were the happy family that her and Brian could never have. Eventually, which is rather nice, eventually she found someone and she married, and they seemed to be perfectly happy, as I thought she had with Brian in the first place. I lost touch with Jessica some years ago, but they had a couple of kids. She was able to have children. In the end, she'd had some sort of treatment. They'd had two children and lived happily ever after, I suppose. So there we are. Quite a fantastic story, I think you'll agree. I wonder what else I'll read about or hear or see on the television that will make me think, that reminds me. Thanks for listening. Look out for the next episode, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye for now.